Case number 11,161, James Jr. and Darlene Martin, north of Road 58B, Bayville Road, east of Oliver Drive, being lot TH33 within Bayview Development. Bayview Land and Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
State your name and address for the record.
James H. Martin, 37450 Oliver Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening. What I'm asking for is a 1 foot variance for a screen porch at the rear of my property. The building restriction line behind my property is a valley, very shallow, and it would allow a very large porch, so we're going to ask for one extra foot. The building line was developed by the builder, not myself, so this is what I have to work with.
Okay.
The porch looks is similar to the existing porches and things in the neighborhood, and I need the additional foot to allow for railings that I want to put, and I want them to be spaced and uniform.
Yes.
Okay. I have some information there. My homeowners association has approved everything we've applied for. There are pictures there that'll show what it'll look like. There's a picture of the rear of my property where there's an existing screen porch at my neighbor's home.
Is that the porch? Is that your porch?
That's your porch right there?
No, that's my neighbor's porch.
Okay, neighbor's, okay.
That there's a room that extends out the back, and the you'll see on these other drawings where the screen porch will be adjacent to that, and I'm asking that I get a 1 foot variance extended another foot.
You haven't built this yet, is that correct?
No.
This is your porch that you're asking for?
Yes.
Mr. Martin, what was the reason you said that you couldn't, you had to have the extra foot?
My property line in the back is very shallow, and it restricts very much, in the way of development in the back or any improvements.
I guess the question that I was asking was, is there a way you could build the screen porch? It looks like it's 12 feet deep, as opposed to being 12 feet deep, that you could build it 11 feet deep.
It could be built that way. We'd like to have a little more area due to the fact that with these restrictions, it doesn't allow for a very large porch. It's
a survey that you just handed us, okay? It looks like 21.4 tenths of a foot from your screen porch. Is that correct, or are you?
Correct. Yes.
You only need to be 20 feet. You only have to be 20 feet from the rear.
Well, then that would be fine. Is that right?
You wouldn't need a variance if that's the case.
Is that
I
true?
The understanding
I mean,
that
you drew this. Who drew this in there? You?
No.
Somebody put the red in there.
No, this is my
He'd let him swim.
Mr. Chairman, looks like we may have another witness.
Sir?
I'm the gentleman who drew that in there.
Sir, you have to come up and be sworn in, please.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
John Muddle, 37546 Janus Circle, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Make sure.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm the gentleman that drew it in there on the red. I believe it's the we're only required to be 20 feet off the rear setback. The building restriction line, and my understanding on that, is a 21.4, which creates the difference between what's required by the county versus what was left by the developer in their division of the property.
So what are you saying? You know, that was good, but I didn't understand it.
My understanding of the drawing is that...
Go back to the mic so we have it on record. Thank you.
My understanding of the drawing is that he'd like to be closer to the 20-foot line, uh-huh. but he can't because of the restriction line. So the restriction line sits inside of that. The restriction line sits further back than the 20-foot line, my understanding on that.
So in other words, you're encroaching into the 20-foot by 1 foot. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. And we're encroaching to 20-foot, and it should be encroaching the building restriction line by 1 foot as well.
Okay.
Yes.
It's going to be 19 feet.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I understand your question now. I apologize.
I do, too.
21.4 is, I believe, where the
oh, it's to the dwelling.
To the dwelling, yes, correct.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, 21's to the dwelling, okay. And he drew in at the 1 foot.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
It's only encroaching by a little bit, and one of the biggest reasons is the way the handrail sections come together. In order to get two spindles in that spacing, I have to go through and notch out the bracket. And notching out the bracket, you're tampering with the manufacturer left you. I mean, it used to be a day when that didn't really matter, but anything you do now and somebody pushes on that or it fails, all of a sudden it comes back to me versus going back on the manufacturer. So that's the only reason I won't do the railing is because I have to cut it, and then at that point, unfortunately, it's all about liability these days. So mm-hmm. I try to, if I'm buying from a manufacturer, then he's got to hold the liability then, too. So.
But you could come into compliance. In other words, you wouldn't need that 1 foot.
Without, if I took the handrails out, yes. But the handrails are being requested. Technically, you don't need them because you are less than 30 inches, but you're also more than 8 inches. So, again, anything more of a fall, he's got little grandkids. He wants to do the railing. If we do the railing, I've got to go the extra 6 inches in order to make that work.
I would like the railing for safety for the kids.
Okay. No other questions.
No further questions?
No question.
No. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
I have no further questions. So hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Here.
There's one in back, Mr. Chairman.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry?
On the red
in favor? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. And I apologize, I didn't see your hand go up.
All right, you can put that in here. Record.
Okay. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, make a motion to take case number 11,161 under advisement.
Have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Rutherton that we take case number 11,161 under advisement.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask the question? Another question? Would you consider this a practical difficulty or a hardship? Just to answer that question for me.
I don't know. What would be a hardship?
Would it be a practical difficulty to you or a hardship to you?
Without the rail.
I would consider hardship, yes.
Okay. Thank you. So, again, all those in favor of the motion?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry?
Sure.
Nothing. Sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Then motion carries. Sir, your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay who you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9. Okay? I'll wait.
Thank you.
Case number 11,162.